Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned host, the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. Also, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to go to our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and check out all the different stuff we got over there, because we got a lot of different things going on. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us, the Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's hour number two, and it's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, has dispatched DOJ teams to the battleground states where they're having the problems and the questions with validity of votes and this, that, and the other. They are going to be supervising, the DOJ is going to be supervising the recounts in three states, one of them Pennsylvania, one of them Georgia, and the other one Arizona, because of the things that have transpired there. But they're also going to be present in Nevada, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, North Carolina. They're also going to be present there. So there you go. So we're going to see what transpires in the meantime, right?
Well, exactly right. And it's important to let this kind of legal process play out. And, again, when we find out about at least the allegations of machines that change votes, dead people voting, obviously someone voting for someone who is deceased.
How about their dog voted?
Or their dog voted, or these kinds of things happening, then it really does behoove us to have a good picture of what happened and does it make a difference in the election. These are reasonable questions asked by reasonable people, not partisan questions.
Well, we're about to find out if a reasonable person wants to ask a reasonable question, so here it comes. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Kyle. Anyway, on the coronavirus, they've got a vaccine out now.
Yep.
It's 90% effective. But the only problem with it, from what I can see, is that it requires extreme refrigeration, like dry ice type refrigeration. Then I've also heard they've got another vaccine out by another company. I believe it's Maduro. But this one only requires normal refrigeration. I don't know if they're both equally along in the testing process or not, but from what I can understand and read, the refrigeration problem is a pretty big problem, especially for rural areas. It's okay, that's it.
All right, well, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about what was announced yesterday, and that was also when the the governor of New York, Cuomo, said that, well, we're not going to touch the Pfizer's virus vaccine. It's not going to be available anytime soon because this is coming out too quickly, and we need to do more research and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, the work to distribute the experimental COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer, there's actually 20 million doses of that available and ready to go.
That's right. And I think they said they would probably be able to bring out about 20 million more every month, if I recall correctly. But also, and to Beck M and Bob's call, I think that if you have, for example, the resources of the military, for example, they might be able to have refrigeration trucks, or, you know, they'll find some way to make sure that that extreme temperature can be maintained to people in need.
And the military is involved in the distribution of this. We already know that because they were the ones that could do it best with the personnel they had, the equipment that was needed to be done. So that's not an issue. I might point out to everybody that we have no idea, and by the way, this comes from Jody, and Jody is in Nebraska. She didn't say where, or he. I don't know if it's he or she. So Jody asks, how many votes were altered by the glitches in the machines? I don't think we have any idea. We know of 6,000 in one batch, huh?
That's right. We know of the 6,000 number right now in one particular county. But you're right, Captain. We don't know precisely what those changes could be. They could vary from county to county, but they're investigating because these same machines or same software is used across that state.
All right, but I'm going to go back to the phone here. Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. You're going to get caught up in a break, but go ahead and start out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. They keep messing around with this presidential campaign. You're going to push it into January. No clear winner. It goes to Pelosi. Pelosi's house gets to pick the president. That's where I see it. I see a no-win situation either way, but she doesn't have to pick Biden.
Did you hear me in hour one?
No, I just heard the last half hour. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to repeat, because I'm going to do it after the break. I'm going to tell you what I see coming, and I've done this with a bunch of people that I know that I've been talking to for the last 2.5-3 days, but hang on. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, when we come back, I'm going to mention this to Dan again and see what he thinks. This is what it looks like is going to happen from the captain's perspective with the people I know. And you might want to hear this one. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much. That's the lovely Kathy Curtis that did that for us, and we thank her very much for doing that. Great job. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, and I'll tell you what, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of your service. I know they do that because they did it for me. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you. Get that $100 put right in your hand today. Kyle, what did they say?
Auto Glass America.
You almost had me singing it. You wouldn't want to hear that. All right, let's go back to the phone line. We got Dan the Man on the line. Okay, Dan the Man, are you there?
I'm here.
Let me tell you the discussion I've been having for several days right now, and we'll see what you think about this. Okay, so they've rolled back Real Clear Politics, Newsmax, and, well, the reason they rolled it back is because there's no winner and the races are in contention, obviously. But they rolled back the electoral votes for Biden to 259 to Trump's 214. But let me run this by you, and this is what my friends that I hang with are telling me. Alaska's in the bag for Trump. No way in hell Biden's going to get there, right?
Right.
Three electoral votes. Trump's now up to 217. North Carolina is in a position where there's no way that Biden can get what he's got to get with the votes left to count, correct?
Correct.
Trump has now 232 when you add that in the mix. So now we're 259 to 232. Now, the Department of Justice yesterday dispatched their teams to five of the seven states that they're having issues with, except for the two that I just mentioned, three of them they're going to supervise or work with the recount, okay? So that being said, we don't know where it's going to go in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, or Michigan, or for that matter, Pennsylvania. And what's interesting about Pennsylvania, and I want to get your thought on this one, Don, yeah, listen to me. Jeez, Dan. The Supreme Court kind of tipped its hand a little bit because they ruled, they told Pennsylvania to keep the votes after 8 p.m. in a separate group. Not to count them, but to put them in a separate group, count them as that group, and not to throw them out. Now, what do you suppose that was all about? Do you know? Because I do.
Well, I don't know, but I'd like to know.
The law in Pennsylvania specifically has a time at which no more votes can be counted that come in by mail or by whatever.
Okay, so the governor manufactured a law on his own.
That's correct. Not the legislature, which is what's supposed to be done. And it looks like as if in the state of Pennsylvania, they're going to throw that out. And if they do, that means all those extra votes. And by the way, at the time, Trump was ahead by, I don't know, 100,000, 150,000. It looks like as if that will turn Pennsylvania red.
Well, that'd be nice if they could do that.
This is Supreme Court now. That's what we're talking about.
Right. But the Supreme Court can't do any investigative work. It only can answer controversies that come before it.
Yep.
They've got to be reactive, not proactive. So
yep.
I was kind of surprised to see Bell on TV today and how determined he was, how kind of ticked off he was, serious about going after these states. I just think that you can still stretch it out until January. And even you got the FBI there. I mean, they have the postal inspectors, too, which are probably only second to the FBI.
Sure.
You know, the post office kind of drug its feet on a lot of this. Anytime you use the mail for any fraud, you know, that's illegal. That's mail fraud.
Right.
And there's a lot of that in this.
Yes.
So, and that was always the one thing I could never figure out. The federal government is to stay out of state elections, then why in the hell are they moving paper ballots through the United States mail?
Right. And here's,
that in itself would be unconstitutional.
And Nevada mailed everybody that they had on their rolls, whether they were currently a live registration or not, they mailed everybody a ballot. And the big problem that they made, which is going to come back to bite them squarely in the butt, is they cannot verify that these things came in when they said they did, because they threw away the envelopes.
Yeah, that's unreal. That should have been archived with the ballots.
Exactly. Well, that's what the law states out there, and they didn't do it. They didn't abide by the law. That Donald Trump does eventually lose, he's going to turn that into. He's going to do that.
Well, Captain, what we're hearing is that he may want to create essential radio network of being able to, what would essentially be the Trump News Network, perhaps.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one?
I agree. So long as it's rock ribbed conservative, I would love it. And Hannity and Engel, Fox would be almost CNN now.
Well, believe it or not, okay, he would then run again for president in 2024 against the then President Kamala Harris, because we all believe Biden ain't going to last 4 years.
Well, I tell you what, if you remember back, this is going back a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan lost to Ford in 76.
Yep.
And he did those 5-minute morning spots on radios from 76 until he announced in 79.
Yeah.
And it kind of paved the way. Now, it wasn't a television station. It wasn't a radio show. But people heard his voice and what he had to say every day. And that made a big difference, especially when you had a screw-up like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. And
I see this one being just as bad. This administration, if it is Biden-Harris, to be even worse than that.
I totally agree with you. And with that, I'm going to let you go. And I appreciate that because we've got another call coming in. So I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay. Talk to you later, Captain.
All right. Yep. Thank you. Dan the Man. All right. Let's drift on over here. Here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, North Tampa, Wesley Chapel.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? You know, sir, look, I heard you say about an hour ago that you mentioned about Trump starting a conservative news channel.
Yep.
Well, I'm the guy who blew the whistle at Fox 5 months ago. He was grinding down on them 3 and 4 times a month about Trump is going to take them out one day on their news channel. He's going to be based in South Florida, as I told Fox. I told him he would be based there, and Trump Tower will be turned into the New York Bureau. Now, this is what I said.
Now, that's a pretty good idea. That's a pretty good idea.
Listen, well, check this out. The work in our community starts right now, Captain. Keeping a strong relationship with new voters, including our minority brothers and sisters.
Do you know who's been involved in the conversation in the last 24 hours?
Who's that?
Me.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm just saying, I'm one of many people.
Yep. That's a great idea.
With them.
Great idea.
You know, and I told them that I predicted that Trump will start a Trump cable news channel and go up against Fox and everyone else because Fox has failed us tremendously from the ground up.
Oh, yeah.
From Chris Dale's sons all the way to the bottom of the ladder. It is infected, and we need to get that out of our life. We need Trump so Trump can clean house, and he will have an orderly house for Republicans.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, again, thank you very much for your call, and keep on listening. That was a great comment he made there. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's very exciting because, again, you know, I think people would respond very, very favorably to it because people do want a consistent, legit conservative voice on the airwaves. I mean, just look at talk radio, look at this program, others, you know, that are on the same network and so forth. People crave that because they want to hear what's really going on.
Well, the other thing is that, it comes to music. We'll have to continue here on the other side. All right, well, we'll continue the conversation. I didn't want to start out and then get cut out midstream here. But the other thing is that this discussion, as our caller said, has been going on here for a little while. But yesterday it kind of all came to a head when a lot of different parties that are in broadcast started talking about this with the Trump people. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is in the elderly versus younger people. But the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The United States passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Show and Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And a program note, my buddy Wayne Allyn is going to be back on the program again. He's got a brand new book called Trump. Yeah. By our friends at Farrah and Farrah. If you are injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer your call and assign you a number. Now, Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help 24/7. Now, their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you anytime at all. Also, if Farrah Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured, and the insurance company is pushing you around regardless of the circumstances, give Farrah and Farrah a call and let them push back. The phone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. They're there right now. FarrahandFarrah.com is the website. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
10 GOP attorney generals are backing the lawsuit that about the Pennsylvania mail-in ballots and that 8 p.m. Guideline. Again, the law was specific about this. The ballots, the mail-in ballots, had to be in by 8 p.m. the night of the election. Not the next day, not the following day, not the day after, none of that stuff. And what the governor did was not legal according to the law on the books in Pennsylvania. This is going to go to court. It's going to be challenged. And I think there's a tremendous opportunity for it to be have those votes thrown out because of that violation.
Yeah, exactly right. But, you know, Captain, of course, we can anticipate the kind of reaction that
they'll go ballistic.
They'll go ballistic, and they will say things like, but those votes represent the will of the people. And
no, they don't.
And will be lectured somehow. Well, no, I think you're right. They don't. But the thing is that they will use that as a crutch to try to whine about the application of the law and the Constitution. Because, again, we keep seeing it being whittled away, I think, in the news media in many ways, because then it becomes a free-for-all. And it only can be a free-for-all for one side because the idea is to get rid of Trump, that kind of thing.
Now, Mitch McConnell, again, has come out and said he wants a smaller stimulus package amid the hopes for the vaccine coming out, which we heard about yesterday from Pfizer, that they have a vaccine that's been given emergency clearance to get out there, 20 million doses. And, of course, Cuomo came out right away and said, oh, no, we can't do that because we can't trust what the president's done. And all that other nonsense that came out there. Nobody in their right mind, because of the insurance implications and the lawsuits and everything that could come, nobody in their right mind is going to put out a vaccine unless it's ready to go. And they said it's 90% effective. That sounds like it's ready to go to me.
It sounds like it's ready to go to me because I think other vaccines either are in that zone or start to approach that zone, and those become the vaccines, basically. You're always going to have some statistical part of the population that may not react well or unfortunately, or it may not be effective on. But again, the idea is to try to move us forward. But I think the Biden plan, along with the Governor Cuomo plan, it would seem, is to kind of keep us, you know, not moving forward at a pace that would be not just desirable, but even practical, because, again, of the political implications the coronavirus has. It's so sad, Captain, that the whole thing's been politicized. Because again, we're in the era of just get Trump. And if you can get Trump by shutting things down and making it sound worse than maybe it is, then you can score political points. I think the American people will be very upset about that. By the way, in my area of Orange County, this time next Tuesday, Captain, we might move back into another tier, which would cause a lot of closures in this county because of the numbers of cases. And that would be not very, very good for Orange County or for Southern California. But, see, it'll keep seesawing back and forth. But if we can get the vaccine out there, and if it works and if it's a good thing, and not refuse it because it came from Donald Trump or something like that, we might be able to get people back to normal faster.
Would you want the vaccine from China?
Well, that's a good question.
let me say why you even brought that up. The people in Brazil probably right now are kicking themselves squarely in the butt because of what happened in China. The situation in China right now, or I'm sorry, the situation in Brazil right now, is they started out giving the shots to their people from the China vaccine that they had, a China vaccine trial. Well, it backfired and more cases erupted and more serious cases erupted because of what they were doing.
Yeah, this is, again, it's one of those things. If it's not done exactly right, in Operation Warp Speed,
yeah,
of course, they've
all
tried
right
to do everything.
Hold on a minute. We've got a couple of callers. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis, calling from Sarasota.
What's up, Dennis?
Yeah, I just want to make a brief observation.
Sure.
Even if Mr. Trump were to try to drag on this investigation into alleged wrongdoing in the Democratic precincts,
Right.
Even if he were to carry on, try to carry that on for 4 years, which he's not going to, but he won't have to. But I'm just saying, even if he did it for 4 years, that wouldn't be any different than what Nancy Pelosi and company did to him
for the
last 4 years.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, thank you.
All right, you're spot on. You're absolutely correct. Okay, now let's go to another caller. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Captain, I have a question. How is this, my refusal to take this vaccine, how's that going to affect my ability to work, my ability to travel, my ability to buy, to sell? If I say I don't trust this vaccine, I don't want to take it, I am not sick. I probably had this coronavirus, never knew it, and I have no ill effect. So, I mean, how is that going to affect my daily life?
Well, number one, if you do get the vaccine, they'll probably give you some sort of card that says you've been vaccinated. You'll be able to have carte blanche and go anywhere and do anything, period. That's probably what they're going to say.
Well, that's almost like, you know, Nazi Germany. Where are your papers? You know,
I know. Believe me, I know. But, you know, if they do that, and again, they haven't done it, and I'm not saying they're going to. A lot of people are worried about the fact, well, they're going to require this, require that. I don't think anybody's going to mandatorily require you to have a vaccine. Have we ever done that? Ever?
I don't trust these people today. I mean, This country's somewhat at the abyss of no return.
When I was growing up, and you and I think are fairly close to the same age, and we had the polio vaccine. That was a big thing. Okay, they had the polio vaccine, and you had a choice: you could take it or you didn't have to take it. Well, in school, they said if you want to go to school, guess what? You got to take the vaccine. So it came in a booster shot, and I remember getting it. And then somewhere along the line, I think it was when I was in the military, I had to get another booster shot. And I said, what the hell is this for? Well, your other booster shot's worn off. Well, okay, so in the military, you know, yes, sir, no excuse, sir, right?
Well, true, yes. You know, but you have Bill and Melinda Gates and the Gates Foundation, or the Gates from Hell.
Right.
They're eugenics. They're eugenics. Right. They have a mission to try and reduce the population of this world.
Yeah, I agree.
So, mm-hmm. I understand this vaccine can also your DNA also. It's right. All of what the adjuvants are at that.
I would really be concerned when they start talking about the chip, because everybody's saying that's coming, and it might be. I got to go because we're going to break, but thanks for a great call, Mel. Yes. Okay, that's Mel. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, yeah, how are you going to be identified that you've, and what Mel said was actually pretty important, Captain, the idea, maybe you've already had the coronavirus.
That's right.
Know it. So,
well,
are we going to
I did, and I didn't know it. I did, because I got the antibodies. They go, where do I get the antibodies? Well, I don't know. It came to me that it was last year.
That's right. But if you have the antibodies, do you need the vaccine? But if we hear the antibodies go away after a while. So,
well,
what do we really know?
So far, knock on wood. Where is it here? So far, knock on wood. Here comes the music. It's been since last September. And nope, mine are still strong as a rock.
Yes.
But then again, there's a way I'm keeping it that way, too. All right. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you bet I am keeping my antibodies up and keeping myself in tip-top shape as best as can be because of some of the stuff I continue to take, which you'll hear about with Denise Simon when she comes on the next hour. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha, and that's your buddy Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that very much for us. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you pulling there tonight. And tell them that you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch talk about the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops. And guess what? You get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and away you go. All right. Well, we're going to get it started again. And you'll see if you, let's see if you can pick up the beat here and see what it also reminds you of.
You said you'd meet me, now it's cold.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts of many moons ago when she was just a teeny bopper. And I'll tell you what, that music and that melody comes from what, Kyle?
From football.
Yep. Sunday Night Football. That's the theme. That's the melody they use for Carrie Underwood to get up there and do her thing for Sunday Night Football. Okay, before we go to the weather, I'm going to take a caller real quick. Good morning, caller. What's on your mind? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is your Kentucky Colonel. Joan Jett, Blackhearts. But anyways, God bless you, this republic, and, the professor, and, y'all just have a blessed and sweet night, and go get you a nap later.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Okay, I'm going to go get breakfast later. That's so that's a Kentucky Colonel there. All right, Kyle, let me read the statement here because we got weather. Boy, have we got weather. And by the way, we got an addition to the Midwest right now that we didn't talk about last hour that we're going to talk about this hour. All right, Tropical Storm Etta is slowly shifting north across the eastern Gulf of Mexico through much of the rest of the week. It's going to be out there for the next 2 days, 3 days maybe. We're not really sure where it's going to go yet, but Etta is going to approach Florida, perhaps in a panhandle, perhaps make a right turn, come across towards Jacksonville. We just don't know, all right? But it'll be a tropical storm. Lots and lots and lots of rain. There'll be some wind. There'll be some storm surge with it, too. In the meantime, in the Midwest, we've got freezing rain in some areas, sleet in some areas along with it, and heavy snow from eastern Nebraska into northern Wisconsin through the rest of today. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, out west, if you're in the north of, say, for example, Montana, it's cold. It's really cold. Our friends in Great Falls, 15 degrees. Our friends in Butte, 6 degrees. Captain, can you imagine that? And I'm sure the wind chill factor makes it a lot lower than that.
Yep.
But we do have winter weather advisories, so if you're traveling on I-15 or I-90 going across the state, you may encounter things like blowing snow and wind gusts and so forth, especially as you head over towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and through Spokane, Washington. You've got that large winter weather advisory covering a large area over there. In Seattle and Portland, cold and either raining right now in Seattle, should be raining on Tuesday. Portland looks like they might get rain on Tuesday as well, but right now very cold in the 40s. We've got freeze warning all the way down through the California Central Valley, Captain. So obviously for agriculture, that is going to be a very, very long night as this cold weather persists. And a hard freeze warning out in the Victorville area as you're traveling across I-15, for example. And if you go through Cajon Pass, you're looking at about 32 degrees right now. Clear, but maybe with some clouds forming, we understand. So be very careful if you're heading that way tonight. Also, frost advisory as you come across I-10 in the San Bernardino area in Southern California. Then we have high wind warning up in Laramie, Wyoming. This also covers Cheyenne as you travel across I-80 tonight. So cold and maybe snow coming to the area of Great Falls, for example, in Montana, maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday, as I understand, but still cold and a lot of snow could be blown around where you are up there.
Well, tell you what. Coming over to Kansas, central part of Kansas, north of Salina, Kansas, up towards the Nebraska border, you have got snow. Winter driving conditions, and that continues through the southern part of Nebraska. However, in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, it's not snow. It's freezing rain, sleet, and lots of ice all the way on an angle over towards the central part, the western part, central western part of Iowa, probably on I-29, just south of Nebraska, of Omaha, going up towards Council Bluffs. You're going to have some ice to drive through there. But if you're on I-80 from west of, from North Platte, looks like all the way over to about 40 or 50 miles along I-80 into Iowa, you've got winter driving conditions. That angles its way up into Minnesota, southwestern corner of Minnesota, southeastern corner of South Dakota, and it goes all the way up into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, the northwestern upper peninsula of Michigan, and it looks like Duluth, Minnesota tonight, you are getting winter weather and some snow up that way. So that's what we got weather-wise. except for down here in Florida, we've got Tropical Storm Etta, and we just don't know what to tell you where it's going to go yet, folks. It's out there in the Gulf. There's all kinds of different models for it to go this way and go that way and come back this way again and loop-de-loop and all sorts of stuff. But the big part of it is rain, lots of flooding in South Florida, lots of rain yesterday, and that's a big problem down there. So there's a lot of flooded areas there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much coming on the program and contributing the way he does. All right, now we have Denise Simon on the line from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if it could get any more wilder in what we're getting with the president's thing here. We've got the Department of Justice that's been dispatched to, what, three states to supervise or participate in the counting or something like that? Is that what I'm understanding?
Oh, you mean from Attorney General Barr?
That's right.
We don't know how many states, but what he did was authorize, his prosecutors to look at all of the complaints, the affidavits, the tips, and everything else, and determine the validity of those, and if there are those that have some indications of fraud or some other kind of condition, then he has authorized them to pursue them aggressively.
Okay, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. And somebody is responsible for some of this nonsense, right?
Well, there would have to be. If you think about this thing logically, you know, remember when I said is they took a long time to call Florida.
Yep.
And once they finally called Florida, then some interesting things happened, because I think at least four states just kind of stopped everything.
They did.
So that tells you that there has to be, had to have been, some kind of game plan by the Democrats, which then says that there were some prior conversations in certain states, and we kind of knew these states anyway. Virginia was one that was very interesting.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because here we go on our break, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about that. And by the way, election night, those of you that are listening to our coverage here on my flagship stations, we called Florida initially at 7:30, said, looks like Donald Trump's going to win. By 8 o'clock, we called Florida altogether and said he has won. And they finally announced it at 9 o'clock, but that's that hour we're talking about. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.